Plans for the funeral of President John Evans Atta Mills are being firmed, but before the state funeral, which will be held from next Wednesday, the 8th of August, till Friday, the 10th, the family has decided to privately observe the one-week anniversary of his death. The Chief of Staff, Henry Newman, said all inquiries and tributes should be directed to the Office of the Director of State Protocol in Accra. Here's a report on the plan so far.
The families and widow of President John Evans Atta Mills say, in accordance with Fante tradition and custom, they'll privately observe a week of the home call of their beloved son and husband. In this regard, there'll be no public celebration by the family tomorrow to mark a week of his passing. This is contained in a statement signed for Ebusiapenyi Nkumanyeba, Chidan Ebusian of Cape Coast, on behalf of the Mills and allied families of Cape Coast, Ekumfi and Accra. The family and the widow express gratitude to all those mourning with them on the loss of their son and husband. On the state funeral for President Mills, the Chief of Staff, Henry Martin Newman, says all inquiries should be addressed to the Office of the Director of State Protocol at the State House in Accra. A statement signed by the Chairman of the Funeral Planning Committee, Kofi Totobikwachi, said individuals and organizations are to submit their tributes in memory of President Mills to the same office by close of work on Wednesday, 1st August 2012. The statement also announces that tomorrow, Tuesday, 31st July, regional ministers, metropolitan, municipal and district chief executives will, in collaboration with various regional party executives, make arrangements for the observance of the customary one-week mourning for the late president. The Anglican Diocese of Accra is also organizing a Requiem Mass to mark 1 week of the passing on of President John Evans Atta Mills at the Rich Church tomorrow at 6:30 a.m.
Plans made so far for President Mills' funeral.